X return, refund identity thefts are on the rise, and many of them are not investigated by the IRS. That's according to a new report. It's an alarming trend, and earlier WTOP's Ari Ash talked more about it with Adam Levin with Identity Theft 911.
We've seen it rising for years. It just, no one expected it to leap the way it has. The IRS has identified about 642,000 incidences of identity theft involving tax fraud this year as of September 30th. And that's an increase of 62% from about 232,000 that were reported in 2011. I can tell you at Identity Theft 911, the number of calls that we've received from consumers relating to tax fraud is up 400% in the past year.
Well, being an expert on this issue, what do you attribute this jump to?
The real thing is for those people who have now taken breaches to be the equivalent of white noise, I think that we're seeing a great deal of the results now, the fallout from all of the breaches that have occurred across the United States. You know, this is now the next step. And we're finding that there's an awful lot of organized criminal syndicates that are involved, as well as individuals that are involved. And it's working because it's working. And more people are doing it because it is working.
Well, you say it's working. Is there any way for such a large organization like the IRS or even state tax agencies to stop something like this?
Well, it has to do with filtering mechanisms, but the problem is when you have, for instance, all of the breaches. I mean, for instance, South Carolina, the Department of Taxation, Department of Revenue just experienced a breach involving information for 3.6 million taxpayers in the state, as well as another couple million businesses. I mean, these are the kinds of things where we really have to tighten up big time. Consumers have to get more serious about it. Governments have to get more serious about it. Businesses have to get more serious about it.
You mentioned the South Carolina case within the last month or so. When you have a situation like that, isn't there a good chance that someone can defraud the IRS with the identity theft that someone doesn't even know, the person doesn't even know about it?
Oftentimes people don't know, and the only time that they find out is they apply for a refund, and they're either told that their refund was sent already, or they wait and wait and wait for a refund that never comes. It's really a significant problem. There are certain things that, you know, consumers can do, but the problem is that even if you do everything right, you're still going to be on the wrong database at the wrong moment, when the wrong individual gains unauthorized access, and then you have a problem like this.
That's Adam Levin with Identity Theft 911.